Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi. I'm the Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Bank India. We've just released our monthly India Market Outlook titled Shifting Preferences. In today's podcast, we summarize our macro and key asset class views. On the growth trajectory, we expect India's economic growth to stay above its long-term trend and ahead of major peers in 2024, supported by resilient domestic demand, growth-supportive government policies, and a pickup in capex, which are likely to be tailwinds for growth. Additionally, pre-election spending could also support a weak consumption demand, which has been the case so far. As per Bloomberg estimates, India's gross domestic product is expected to grow at a strong 7% in fiscal year 2024 and a 6.4% growth in fiscal year of 2025. Coming to inflation, CPI inflation or the retail inflation is likely to trend lower in 2024 and track within the RBI's medium-term target range of 2% to 6%. On disinflationary pressures from previous policy tightening and lower food and commodity prices, on timely policy interventions by the government to manage supply-side concerns. In our view, given the underlying strong growth and contained inflationary pressures, the RBI is likely to keep policy rates on hold in the first half of 2024. We expect the RBI to cut rates later in the year as inflation declines durably closer to the medium-term target range or growth impulses start to slow, though the quantum of easing is likely to be shallow. Now, how does this influence our asset class views? At the foundation level, we remain overweight in Indian equities over the near term, supported by strong macro fundamentals amid a growth-supportive fiscal budget, resilient corporate earnings, robust domestic investor inflows, and pre-election optimism. Within equities, we stay overweight large-cap equities, given higher margin of safety in terms of earnings and valuations, and stronger balance sheets to cushion the impact of tighter financial conditions. We downgrade mid-cap and small-cap equities to underweight amid a surge in volatility, negative earnings revision, and cyclical high valuation premiums over large caps. On sectors, we prefer a bubble sector strategy where we prefer domestic cyclicals and maintain overweight on consumer discretionary and industrials. We balance this by a defensive tilt in portfolio through an overweight on healthcare. Coming to bonds, we expect it to outperform cash as an asset class as domestic bond yields trend lower over the next 6 to 12 months. We are neutral on bonds as an asset class as attractive absolute and real yields are counterbalanced by above average yield premiums and stretched medium-term fiscal position. Nonetheless, improving bond demand and supply balance amid lower than expected government borrowing and Indian bonds' recent inclusion in the global bond index are tailwind for bonds. In our view, the RBI's prolonged pause on policy rates indicate the likelihood that bond yields have peaked. We expect the 10-year Indian government bond yields to trade in the range of 6.75 to 7% over the next 6 to 12 months. Within bonds, we are overweight medium and long maturity bonds given the attractive carry and potential for price gains as yields fall. In our assessment, high quality or AAA corporate bonds offer a better risk reward amid attractive spreads and improving corporate fundamentals. However, three factors for bonds remain unfavorable, and these include high fiscal deficit over the medium term, tight banking system liquidity, and a lack of outright support from the RBI. Third, above average inflation is also likely to keep bond yields elevated. Cash remains underweight, and finally, gold remains a core holding and a key portfolio hedge against elevated inflation and equity market volatility. Do reach out to your relationship manager for a copy of our India Market Outlook, or you could also log in to sc.com/in and find a copy in the SC Invest section.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.sc.com/in.